with as many young guys as you have, how do you keep them positive so that they can keep learning?
Well, only beat them once. So you have to correct and you have to coach and you have to have standards to what you do, but you don't need to view it as a character failing when a player can't get a puck out of the zone. There's lots to learn here at all pieces of the game. So once we, you know, you want the intensity in the game and you want that real sense of urgency from them, but in their off days, and we teach and get back to a certain tone and a certain energy level in the room, that it's a place to get better, it's a place to improve, and we accept mistakes for what they are.
I don't know every roster you've ever had in your coaching career, but it looks to me like this is a massive challenge because of the youth. Is this one of the more challenging groups you've had at the start of the season?
I'm going to say no. There's challenges, but I'm going to say no because there were stretches of Hartford and early Carolina and then kind of the direction that Toronto was going. There's hope here, right? So you can look at a young player and you understand the places he's got to get better and how long it's going to take maybe till he's a real driver or a competitive man. But there's also things that you can see that some of these guys are already really good players in the NHL today, and they are going to get better. So that's what I think that, you know, you go back to your first question, how do you stay positive? For that reason alone, there's just so much more hope of where this franchise will be Christmas time, the end of this season, and in the future.
How do you, Joel Armia had a pretty good game last Thursday night and you took him out.
Yeah.
How do you speak to guys about the fact that for the first little while, there is going to be some in and out, and it might not reflect how you played in the previous game. You still might come out.
Right, in depth. You spend an awful lot of time going through the details. So it's not a tap on the shins and, hey, kid, you're out. And there are times it's easier to take a player out after an average game than after he's made a mistake. That's kind of a danger area for confidence. When he's had a tough one, you want to put him right back in. There's also a certain level of competition that still has to take precedent over confidence, right? So there is an edge for all of those players, veterans and young guys included, when they are on that fourth line and they're in that 5-6 hole. That understanding that intensity, so it goes back again to that first question. You also have to have a certain amount of the right intensity, and playing a good game for a young guy also isn't enough to keep you in.
All of this is about youth, and then the other part of all of this is winning games. You can't balance that. You want to win every game.
Right.
How do you make it so that the journey is important, but the destination is important at the same time? I don't know if I phrased it.
Boy, I think my first answer was really good, because I'm just going to keep going back to it. In between, then separate the days, Gary. Right? So we keep the game intensity and our expectation of how we're going to play. And if you, from the outside, if you wanted to say, hey, you know what, you got to get pretty close to your A game from a lot of young players or from this whole group, maybe to win on an individual night, well, then that's what our expectation is, that we're going to play our best tonight. And then the next day, you deal with the next day. So if we were really good in some areas, we're going to see it. If we struggled in some areas, we're going to see it. But we're also always going to tie that back to a theme of, I know the users, we try to get better here every day, but it's important for them to learn that in the NHL life, you work every day. Right, that there's, and I'm not talking about going up and down the ice or doing wallies, that there's something to be accomplished in every day in an NHL life, and sometimes that is rest and recovery, and sometimes it's video work. That may be one of the biggest changes for these guys, is the everydayness of this league. So we will take that approach with wins and losses. We're going to come into this game tonight with an expectation to win, that we're going to play great, and then we're going to deal with tomorrow a certain way, regardless of the outcome. We'll assess the game. We'll have individual players' meetings, you know, trying to shape some guys' games, build some positive feeling about some games, some overall systems. it's part of the reason why we added another coach, and we knew that that was on the books before the end of last year, that we were going to get younger again. We needed to have another hand on deck. So we've prepared for this kind of group going back to the summer.
Paul, you got the Hall of Fame ceremony coming up this week here at the Hotline, and Hedberg and Nelson are going to be here. Do you have strong memories of them from watching them when they play?
Strong, no. So, but I got to speak at this on Thursday, so I can't give you a really decent answer because most of the speech I'm going to use. No, I don't, right? So I grew up in Sault Ste. Marie, and the unusual thing is we got all the Montreal Canadian games. We get the Leafs occasionally on Wednesday, but we only had three channels at my place. So we got the Saturday Hockey Night in Canada. Saturday night was almost always the Montreal Canadiens play. So that's just a little insight to the speech. That's all I'm giving you. Sorry.
Just for one
you're
going
to have to ask that next week. Maybe I can give you a better one.
Could I just ask you, though, about Hedberg and Nilsson in terms of, you know, they're kind of thought of as trailblazers coming over here from Sweden. Is that something that people in hockey are generally believe?
Right. Which is must have been something spectacular at that time. Because how I would tie my experience into that is I remember the first two American kids we got on my junior team in Canada in 1984 and 5. It was Ian O'Rear and Pete Kermanis Jr. His son came over from the Quebec League, and that was not a fun place for those. Those guys were great on our team, but they got run all over the ice. So that's in the 80s. And Richard Uvari was a Slovakian-born player at the time, came over and played for us, and he dealt with the same thing. But the game had changed. It was changing in the 80s off those men coming over and going through what they did. So in 10 years later, I coached the Detroit Junior Red Wings. We won the OHL championship, and I got asked a question after, how many American-born players do you have in your team? And I didn't know the answer. And I was the coach and GM of the team. So that's how much the mind shift was. I mean, we knew every American-born player around the league when you were playing. 10 years later, the coach and GM couldn't. I think we had 11, and that's which is a huge number, but they were just hockey players. So that's the shift that took place probably. And I wasn't there for the 70s for those players coming in and what they had to go through. But 10 years later, it was still real, and that was for U.S.-born players in Canada. It must have been something spectacular what they went through and got to a level of stardom. It's impressive.
Going back to game stuff, Paul, team defense was an area you needed to improve on this year. How have you fared in that area in the first two games? Obviously, everyone knows that it's early, but what do you think of the way your team has defended in the first two games?
There were certain things that we really struggled with last year, component-wise, in our defensive game. The analytics would tell you what they are. And from that point of view, we've been really good in one or two particular defensive areas that were a real problem for us last year. Our D-zone coverage, our zone time is too high. I'm not sure that's changing right away with Brian out of our lineup. We've got Matty Perreault back in at center. He hasn't played for a couple of years. We've got Alex Burmistroff at center. So those guys are huge components in terms of how you break the puck out. And you'll see it tonight with Boston coming down the walls as much as they do. That puck's going to have to get into the middle of the ice, and having experienced centermen help with that. So the other piece to that is we aren't spending as much time in the offensive zone, the extended zone time. You see it in our shot totals. That means that you're defending, for the most part, more. So there are areas of our defense we'd like to improve. Time is one of them, the amount of time that we're spent defending. Some of it we're going to fix. We've been, other than at the end of power plays or on our power plays, our rush defense has drastically improved.